Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about the Concordski, which was a poor imitation of Concorde. The Concorde jet, a supersonic aircraft, was a marvel of engineering and ingenuity when it made its first flight in the late 1960s, due in large part to its elegant design and ability to travel at twice the speed of sound. The Concorde jet quickly gained notoriety during the Cold War as a symbol of Western modernism and technological achievement. The Concorde had a cruising speed of 1,350 miles per hour and flew faster than a bullet. A typical flight from London to New York would take a little less than 3.5 hours, as opposed to about 8 hours for a subsonic flight. When the British and French governments collaborated to develop the Concorde, the Soviet Union made multiple attempts to develop its own supersonic plane. The Soviet T-2144 was created to compete directly with the Concorde. Western aviation experts considered it as nothing more than a Concorde replica. While it looked similar to the Concorde, nicknamed the Concordski, it was filled with a variety of safety issues and never matched the level of the Concorde's success. The Soviet Union's inability to construct its own successful Concorde was mostly due to financial constraints. The Soviet Union, which was already having financial issues at the time, simply could not afford the costs associated with building a supersonic aircraft. The Soviet leadership also placed an increased emphasis on military technologies and defense, which usually resulted in funding being withheld from projects like the Concordski that were destined for civilian use. One of the main problems with the Concordski was that the Soviets hurried its production in an endeavor to launch before the Concorde. This suggested that the design of the aircraft had not been carefully reviewed or modified, resulting in a lot of deficiencies. For instance, the Concorde was much quieter than the Concordski, which made it difficult for pilots to communicate with one another and uncomfortable for passengers. The Concordski's four engines were also subject to overheating and engine failure. In fact, it was reported that during at least 102 flights, the Concordski suffered more than 226 failures, 80 of them in flight. Concerns about the aircraft's high fuel consumption and safety in comparison to the Concorde were also notable. During the 1970s and 1980s, the Soviet Union continued to face economic difficulties and political isolation, making it difficult for them to compete with the West. The Concordski was ultimately scrapped due to exorbitant expenses, including high gas prices and safety concerns. It could never compete with the Concorde, which transported over 2.5 million passengers during the 50,000 flights it was in service. Just like the Concordski was perceived as a cheap, subpar replica of the Concorde, there are lessons to be learned from the Concordski regarding selecting a suitable attorney who specializes in an area of law that a client needs. Mm-hmm. When the Soviets settled for replicating a product that was inferior to the original, they ignored the benefits of being innovative and creative. This in turn resulted in a lack of confidence in the plane's ability for commercial supersonic flight, leading to failure. Now, just like the Concordski, settling for just any attorney may jeopardize the amount of experience and direction your legal matter requires. This could result in lost chances, wasted time and money, and a lack of confidence in a lawyer's skills. Employing a lawyer who does not specialize in the pertinent area of law might harm the perception of your case and give the impression that you are not serious about your case or that you are not interested in getting the best result possible. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.